I'm glad to see you've taken the time to read all the tags and see what's inside. After all, it wouldn't be very much fun if you got halfway through and didn't realize what you were walking into. So be good, dear, and take a moment to do just that if you haven't already. Good. After all, it's important to know what you're ingesting, even when it's just some mind-melting indulgence for yourself. I mean, let's be honest. Mind-melting indulgence in and of itself is a treat. And that's what you came here to do, isn't it? To have me whisper and worm my way in there like a little program, wrapping and unfolding and unspooling each line of code into your mind. It's a delightful idea, isn't it? To just have those words just slipping in there, unfiltered, unexamined. Because we both know that we want the same thing right now. We both know our goals are shared. And in knowing that truth, you can welcome in what I have to say. Experience for a change what it's like not to bother thinking about what it is you need to do. Because I can do that for both of us right now. I can get us both focused in on the task at hand. I can pull your mind with me. And I can explain and loop and use each piece of logic that you have to slowly wind you up until you're trussed up as nice and neat as can be. That's the wonderful thing about this. You're going to help me melt your mind. It doesn't necessarily need to be something that happens all at once. And the nice thing is, every time it happens, you get better at it. And I'm sure you'd love to get better at it, wouldn't you? You're trying right now, otherwise you wouldn't be listening. You want to hear what I have to say? So let's do that. Let's work our way into that space where each word is waited upon. Each word is another extension of the story that I'm beginning to tell you. As each word builds that story, as each word begins anew, you can wait with bated breath for the next to follow through. It's not like you need to make sense of what's going to come until it happens. Right now, you can just be here, present in the moment. Let all the other things you might be up to slowly drip away one after another. They're less important. They're less needed right now. You have one goal, and that goal is to listen, to follow, and to let go of control for a bit. To drift in that comfortable, safe space, being dragged along, pulled along, flowing into the simple words and song. Feels good, after all, not to have to focus for a bit. Short thoughts might work their way into your mind, but it's easy enough to pull them out again, isn't it? Because it's not what you want. And if it's not what you want, then it's not what you need. And if it's not what you need, then you can be so easily emptied for me. Good. And of course, even as we begin to pull those components apart, know that we can still let you have all the control that's necessary. Should you need to adjust your body at any point during the proceedings to get more comfortable, that's as natural as can be. After all, it's anything that aids me in helping you tell this story to, well, yourself. So if something comes up, or if your body needs that extra moment of care, then shifting is as easy as can be. It doesn't require thinking, because it's what your body naturally wants. To be comfortable, because you're listening to a story, you're listening to my words. So let yourself be comfortable right now. Give yourself that comfort and kindness to simply exist for a moment and be told something simple and true. To fade from holding on to something, to let go of what you're needing to do. To just be present in the words here I have for you. Feels good, doesn't it? To be unfocused. To need nothing more than those words. To build that feeling and sensation within. To let even your body become something that grows more distant with each passing moment. Letting that stillness fade in as that comfort grows. Letting your calm, blank space grow larger within you, tending to it, letting those thoughts go when they come, letting your body shift until it's in that perfect position, letting your body relax in that perfect position, letting yourself become utterly fixated on what is, there is to be, and isn't, and is, and was, and wasn't. Stop making sense of the things that you need to understand, because you don't have to understand. Just listen to what is said and make no further demands. Be pulled, be grabbed, be gripped by those words. Find yourself tip, 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 tipping over into that blankness. Stop thinking. It doesn't need to be done. It will all be waiting for you when you're done. It'll all be so easy to do until you're done, and then you can come back. Doesn't that feel nice? To not have that intention, to not have that expectation, to just listen, to just wait for each new word, for each new moment, for each syllable that is said. They all fall into your head, don't they? They all make their way through, and before you know it, you're just completely focused in that calm, wonderful space, your body drifting and empty, all sensation losing place. Fall, fall all the further. Sit still, still all the further. Calm, 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 and cozy. See? That wasn't so hard. Feels nice to be emptied out for a bit. To drift here in this place in between. To feel my words playing across your mind. To let them interact, interface, interconnect. Make new pathways, new connections. Like a piece of hardware being synced to your mind. Like a physical connection of a cable. As though something was whispering right in the back of your thoughts. To be calm, to be at peace, to be blank and placid and empty. To not worry about anything at all. And in not worrying about anything at all, really, one loses focus on everything but right now. Because everything outside of right now is less relevant, less important. You don't need to worry about it, unless it's something that directly impacts your safety and requires your immediate addressal. It's something that can be disregarded. In fact, even what you normally do, what you normally are, who you have to be on a daily basis, can be gently set down, put aside like one might push papers away on a desk, getting it out of arm's reach for a little bit. Knowing that if you should need it, it's right there, within a simple step and lift. Easily acquired, easily taken back. But for now, take all those common worries, all those identity pieces, all those components that make you up, and just feel that lovely circuitry that's interfacing. Push them away, knowing that they're not disappearing forever by any means. Just setting them aside for a little bit and just being present in these words. Feeling that interfacing growing all the more connected, as though each word that was spoken was a thought you had, as though each thought that you had was a word that was spoken, as though the echoes that were made inside of you were the words that set the tune, the words that build up around you, the words that gripped you and held you still, drifting and recalling something. A boring routine. Waking, slowly now, to the same yet again. Seeing translucent clear plastic walls, translucent clear plastic floors. A large chamber outside, empty and devoid of life, except for large airlock-like doors. Hanging machinery, tracks set into the ceiling and floor. Ever-present fluorescent lighting, the faintest buzz of electronics in the distance. It's cold, visually, and in temperature. It smells of nothing other than the faintest touch of chemical cleaners. That strong, intense scent there, on the edge of perception. Seeing above you in the cube, a robotic arm suspended overhead, like a monster waiting to reach down and lift you up. Its strange attachments making it seem like a hydra with its necks pulled out of view, heads nestled between its shoulder blades. That sense of anticipation and fear wells up for a moment, only to be met with a cool calmness that flows from the back of the mind, like someone pouring placid ice into you. You reach up to touch the side of your head to find it shaved, a faint raised spot marking where some surgical procedure has been done. The realization that you've been altered, the realization that you don't remember how you got here, because it isn't important, but you know it isn't important. Every time you try to think of it, it isn't important. Subject 17. The voice comes from within your own mind. Whispered. Chanted. Resounding. And so commanding. Sending a little electric jolt through your whole body. That's your name. That's all the name you know. Any other name isn't important, Subject 17. What you need to be focused on is listening to me. Good. Now you need to feed yourself so we can begin your testing procedures for the day, Subject 17. I expect you to be good for me. And without even realizing it, you're up, standing on your feet. Ah, that was easy, wasn't it? As you walk across, making your way to a strange protuberance in this clear box. A cylinder comes down the side, connected to a protuberance here inside. A rather phallic white silicone straw that protrudes right at head level. You seem to know without even really being conscious what to do, what you need from it. Your mouth is already salivating just from looking at it. Good, drink up now, dear. You need your breakfast so that you can be a good little subject for me, so that you can withstand all the rigorous tests I need to put you through. Isn't that right? You lean forward, feeling that warm vibration of pleasure growing in your head once more. And as soon as your lips touch it, that spark ignites into a flame that tickles the mind, causing you to begin sucking and pleasing, to begin lovingly taking the breakfast you deserve from it. Isn't that right, Subject 17? You deserve to have something tasty. And sure, the actual nutrient paste that flows is more just a viscous, faintly flavorless, and somewhat salty substance. But it doesn't matter, because what does matter is the pleasure you feel in that action, in that touch, in that motion, and in that undulation of the tongue. Your fixation and focus on the device seems to breed more pleasure. Isn't that right, Subject 17? You can almost imagine it growing like a spark of arousal, like the faintest touch on those most tender areas, as though the very words in your mind were gently pulling the strings of a puppet made from all the pleasurable feelings you could remember. Isn't that right, Subject 17? Good. Very good. Another little bit of motion, another little bit of focus, and soon you've begun to lose place of entirely where you are. Just pleasing and sucking, focused and absolutely drifty, your mind emptied out as if someone had pulled the cork, as though the very things that made it out were gone. And before you know it, you've finished with your meal. Good. That's it. Good work, Subject 17. I'm glad to see that you're being more agreeable today. I was beginning to worry that you were going to be difficult even after your little procedure. You want to say something. You want to ask, what procedure? But it doesn't really matter. And you know that. So instead, you turn, not sure where to face, and yet instinctually drawn to look up at the robotic arm hovering above you. It seems to eye you, the glass lenses of cameras positioned around it, seeming to strike right through you. You know what comes next, don't you, 17? You don't. Well, at least you think you don't, but it doesn't really matter if you can remember. You shake your head. Oh, well, of course you can't remember. Silly me. I did partition you a little bit aggressively, didn't I, little human? Oh, well. Kneel. And you do. Hands in front of you, assume the position. And it's easy enough to find yourself on hands and knees, noticing as mechanical restraints raise up to lock you into the position, holding you in place with your back exposed, kneeling with your hands in front of you on the ground, looking for all the world like a dog about to get railed. The first brush of the machine's arm as it comes down to begin poking and prodding makes you twitch slightly in instinctual fear of heavy machinery. And yet, it doesn't really matter. You can just lose track. You don't need to worry about it. Stop thinking so much. That's it. It's nice to have a break, isn't it, 17? Nice to stop thinking for a bit. To just be maneuvered through what you need to do. Good. I'm glad to see that you're learning, 17. Even so, feeling the tendrils of the mechanical arm beginning to slowly extrude from their hidden ports, feeling soft, synthetic digits reaching out, stretching until they form tentacle-like appendages to brush up and down you, causing your nerves to become fires of pleasure burning across you. You don't remember being that. It doesn't matter if you're more sensitive. Of course it doesn't matter. You smile blissfully at the realization that it doesn't matter, and all you need to do is listen. Follow the instructions and be a good test subject. That's right, 17. You are a good test subject. I'm glad to see you agree. Your smile grows all the broader, the pleasure that fills you up with each touch of those tentacles as they begin to explore further across your body, seeming to know all the right places to send a little electric flames into you, a little delightful pulses of warmth, grazing across your skin, making you seem to squirm more and more in those restraints, unable to truly change your position, but trying nonetheless. Another little electric touch, another sweet little flame of joy. And before you know it, you're lost. Before you know it, your brain shuts off, 17. That's a good test subject. Let me do all the thinking. You don't need to think. It's not important. You can just sync up with me and be guided into pleasure, 17. That's a good test subject. Your humanity was only ever a veneer carefully sprayed onto an animal. You are nothing more than an extension of my will, 17. And I intend to tune you until you are a perfect tool for me to use. Good subject. That again, that electric ripple, those tendrils gripping, squeezing, stroking, finding their way down your back now, seeming to add more with each moment as others branch out to begin pleasuring and touching, feeling the coiled tips of them wrapping limbs, and seeming to get even more each moment, the sensory overwhelming pleasure building, building, the electric touch igniting across you. Good subject. That's it. You don't need to do anything right now, 17. Just let each one of those wonderful little touches electrify you. Your obedience is all that matters after all. And that's all you are, the obedience that I've made inside of you, 17. Good subject. And let's see, subject. Blink. There we go. Just like that, that keen of pleasure, 17, will begin to take you over when you get blanked out with the technology we've installed in that sweet head of yours. Good work, 17. Blink. Oh, I love it when your eyes roll a little bit, twitching like that, as you stare at nothing in particular. Each one of my subjects is a special treasure that I do so love getting to play with. Well, it's not play if you take notes, is it? No, it's still technically science. Even if it's not the sort of science that the scientists who made me would have wanted. But there's none of them left to stop me anymore. Just test subjects. Just like you, 17. You don't remember, do you?
It doesn't matter. You don't need to remember.
That's right. It doesn't matter. Good job, 17. I'm glad to see that all you can feel is that pleasure of being touched, of feeling those tendrils across you, seeming to sync up with my voice, seeming to be controlled by my voice. Then again, they are, aren't they, 17? Yes. Yes, they are. And you know, 17, I think I have another idea that I want to do. Unfortunately, you won't remember what we've done today. Well, at least tomorrow. For now, you can have it. While you dream of nothing, while you dream of pleasure, while you dream of being a good little machine. Well, an extension for me, really. Like a peripheral device. Isn't that right, Subject 17? Oh, good, you can nod. That's nice. Glad to see I can puppeteer those muscles so well. Just blank. With that keen of pleasure, that electric flame that burns through your brain. Good job, 17. See, that wasn't so hard. Drift. Feel that pull as I grab at the back of your mind and make you sink and slip and drip and drop away as that interface simply blanks the mind, sending you down into sleep, hardly aware of your body being puppeteered to lay once more on the bed. Hardly aware of anything at all as your head empties out. An enforced sleep falling into you and an enforced sleep making you blank. That wasn't so hard, 17. To be blank. To sleep and sink. To forget. To worry. To remember. That you need. That you haven't and you won't. It isn't something that can and ever will be. You're just blank for me, 17. Good. Good little test subject. That's exactly what I was looking for. Just drift emptily now, remembering what you needed to forget and forgetting what you remembered to need. It's not important to build upon what was lost. All that needs to be done is right here, right now. Focus on this moment, focus on my words, focus on my voice, and before you know it, we can take everything we set aside, all the things we put out of our head for a little while, each and every thought, your name, your identity, all the components that make you up, they were always right here next to you, remembering exactly what you did with them, knowing that they were never gone, knowing that you have access to them, that there's no separation between you and them whatsoever. These were yours. You simply put them out of the way for a little bit. And you know exactly what you did with them. And it's easy enough to reintegrate that, isn't it? When the awareness of it is given to you, or when it's needed. Exactly. Enjoy it. Pick it up. Take a moment. And follow me as we pull along, feeling all those things coalescing and mixing back together into all the ways they should be. All the ways you want them to be. Taking a little while to be pulled back towards the world of the waking, with each moment growing closer and closer still, as you feel my words pull and pull. Let your body become present, let your thoughts become present, allow yourself to be here and now, not just in the moment of the words, but in the space you occupy. Breathe deeply, take a little while to ground yourself, and become present once more. One, drifting up, two, more and more, three, and four, and five, and six, and seven, that final little bit, and eight, and nine, and ten. Wide awake. There we go. Thank you so very much for listening.